I call the shots, I never call it quits. Trust my intuition, bet it's right, and bitch, it often is. Seen too many others come and go, they had the wrong intent. Do it out of love and never for it, then I watch it get bigger than expected. Don't second guess it, I let it set it. It's God's plan, we out here only accepting blessings. I'm stuck with it, this mindset is terminal. In and out different terminals, leveling up is personal. And I already made it, y'all can miss me. It's hard to believe I made something from nothing. No hindsight discussions, I've been writing, I love it.
Welcome to the 3 Gig Sports Podcast, where we are never wrong, just sometimes misinformed. Danny G, Jimmer, and Rio here once again. So this will be interview number 4 with two lovely gentlemen sitting here. Just a reminder for everybody, we are at the Sports Page in Mason City, Iowa, for weigh-ins, getting ready for tomorrow night's fights. And so what I want to do real quick, Austin, you've been on the show before, but what I want to do for both of you, let's get names and the weight class you guys fight in, okay?
All right. My name is Austin Robinson. I'm a professional 145-pounder.
Beautiful. How about you, man?
And I'm Mark Currier. I'm a professional heavyweight fighter for North Iowa Fights and Mason City Fight Team.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah.
Big boys and knockouts. That's what I'm ready
That's
for.
That's right.
I love the banging, baby.
Hell yeah.
Well, I can say this much. Anytime I go in there, it's always whoever has the hardest head wins kind of fight for me.
There we go. True.
All right.
I like it.
Wrestling.
Let's talk about this. I only noticed because Austin mentioned it a little bit ago. What happened to the nose?
So we were going through a little bit of a private seminar yesterday. I can't really give out a whole lot of details, but a move that was shown to us put a lot of pressure onto my nose and my face, and it just kind of smashed down almost and
just gave it a little blemish.
That's it.
Oh, okay.
There's no broke.
It's not broke or anything?
Nothing.
Okay.
It's just like a surface bruise, really.
Okay. Yeah.
Just kind of skin folding on it, like a pinch almost, but not a pinch. I don't really know how to explain it.
All right. Hell yeah. So what have you been doing to kind of prepare for this fight? Anything crazy, or just kind of going through a normal fight camp?
So I'm allowed to say this just because I've asked permission. Mike, actually, the first time I fought for North Iowa Fights, I fought for a title. I filled in for a guy that had backed out against Mark Trillinger. I don't know how to say his last name, honestly. Sorry. But they expected me to lose because I was never training. And I still never, before these last 5 months, I wasn't really training. I had been pro, lost, and I decided, all right, it's time to start training, time to buckle down, time to get my head in it. And so I've really just been going through, mastering the basics, and getting better slowly at what I need to be better at in order to progress further, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's just been a lot of touch and go and learning a lot of the basics and learning a lot of newer things just slowly to be able to incorporate it into what I already know.
So what's your strength right now? What would you say you're best at?
Kickboxing, definitely. I'm honestly just a true brawler. Is it brawler? I don't really know how to explain it.
Stand-up artist, yeah, for sure. You like your hands.
I like to get hit and take hits. I'd rather take a shot to the face than the body. I'll be honest about that, because I know it's coming.
That was Rio's motto.
Yeah, you know, yeah. I would block the punches with my face, and then when their arms are tired, that's when I get the ass.
Well, okay, so my last fight.
Their arms never tired out, fuckers. Damn it.
The last fight I actually had, the reason I say I like to just use my head, guy broke his hand on my head.
Oh, shit.
Oh!
His pinky knuckle came out a quarter inch.
Oh,
yeah. Hit my forehead, came in, ducked down, came in with my forehead, and he hit it, and it broke his hand on the first punch he threw in that fight.
Holy cow.
He went all 3 rounds, though, and used mostly elbows. He had a better ground game than me, so I lost because I couldn't see after I got my eye cut real bad. 14 stitches later.
Jose, the elbows are and then I had to argue crazy with, things for sure.
Then I had to argue with the doctor about not having a concussion because he thought I did.
And this like, for you.
I definitely don't have a concussion, but if you think I do, I think you're wrong, but it's all right. We can agree to disagree on this, right? He's like, no, you definitely have one. I'm like, but I promise I don't. And he's like, after how many you took, you definitely have to have one.
All right,
dude,
right.
I'm not going to argue. Just came here for the stitches. They're done, so I'm going to go, all right? All right, whatever.
Right. Now, how about you, Austin? You fought just, a month ago-ish?
Month and a half, something like that. Yeah. Back for LFA.
Got your victory, baby. Got your victory in that bad boy, right?
Oh, yeah.
By the way, we're the ones that predicted that. I mean, you had the confidence to do it.
Yeah.
We're the ones that said you were going to go ahead and take
care
of business. Right. So.
You know, hey, credits do what credits deserve.
Right.
Definitely.
What have you done training-wise for preparing for this fight? You know, you just kind of come off a quick fight and turn around. So what are you doing?
Right. I mean, after my LFA fight, I got right back in the gym, right back to it kind of thing. It's been, I mean, relatively laid back. I mean, it's been the same kind of training. I'm already in shape. You know, we're just capitalizing on things, kind of trying to tighten things up a little bit, you know, fix what could have gone wrong or, you know, what can go better kind of thing. Because, I mean, even if you win, I mean, there's still always things to improve on.
Absolutely.
Always. Yep. You know what I mean? You can't be content just where you're at. So,